Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister has urged the public to not get caught up in the country's political crisis, which has ended up in the courts. James Marape's government appears to have staved off a vote of no confidence by quickly passing the budget on Tuesday and adjourning Parliament to April. But the move is being challenged in court by the opposition, which gained a majority last week following a mass defection of government MPs. Johnny Blades has more.
After dozens of government MPs walked out on him last week, James Marape looked down for the count. The opposition leader Belda Nama played a political ploy, moving a motion to adjourn Parliament to early next month when a grace period on motions of no confidence lapses. But Parliament's Speaker Job Pomat subsequently ruled that the motion was wrongly entertained by his deputy and recalled Parliament. Former Prime Minister Peter O'Neill on the opposition side says the Speaker's ruling was flawed.
Flawed in the sense that in every occasion over the past 45 years, only the members of Parliament can adjourn Parliament by a resolution and a motion on the floor. When in fact Belda Nama on Friday moved the motion to suspend standing orders. When you suspend standing orders, that means the standing orders do not apply. 57 members gave him that authority. That is why he moved the motion.
In Tuesday's sitting, Parliament achieved quorum with less than half of all MPs present when the government passed its budget quickly without the usual required debate. Mr. O'Neill's legal team has now filed a court application challenging the legality of the sitting, which the opposition was largely unable to attend.
So Marape and the Speaker are making a mockery of the parliamentary system, the mandate of our people, the democracy that we have enjoyed for the last 45 years.
While this was happening, the embattled Prime Minister summoned public service department heads, including Police Commissioner and the Defence Forces Commander, for a special briefing. The message he gave them was reiterated to the public at large.
So let me at this time encourage our citizens, don't you worry about politics that is taking place. Remain focused at your job. Leave politics to politicians. Get on with your life. Remain focused. Public servants, members of our discipline forces, asked to remain above politics, focus on your job.
Mr. Marape has dismissed Peter O'Neill's claim that Tuesday's adjournment was illegal. And he says just because the opposition decided to leave the capital and form a camp in remote Vanimo, it doesn't mean government services must come to a standstill.
Mr. O'Neill and his friends in the opposite side of the house are reminded that we will play by the rule, play fair and square. And if they're not satisfied, well, court place is the place that we can meet. In the meantime, government business runs, we're running government.
Mr. Marape had the option of adjourning Parliament to late July, within the last 12 months of Parliament's five-year term, when it's not possible to lodge a no-confidence motion. But by instead opting for April, the Prime Minister has given the opposition a late chance at tabling such a motion. Meanwhile, Mr. O'Neill has kept up the attack on his former close ally.
And of course, today we are hearing that they are printing checks in the Treasury, printing checks in the Finance Department to use to politically bribe members of Parliament. This has never happened before in our history of our country.
Similar accusations are flying in the other direction. The Finance Minister, Rambo Paita, revealed that on the eve of his exit from government, Sam Basil, who was Deputy Prime Minister and National Planning Minister until he led the defection, oversaw a large payout from the supplementary budget, prepared recently to meet the towering challenges of an economy rocked by the COVID-19 pandemic.
Now, as to the districts, now, I must through payout. BNM can table him the exact amount we're paid out, but we'll inform him all members of some supplementary payout to one majority, one particular party. BNM can see exact details as to how much was actually paid, but the figure I'm getting is between 60 and 65 million so.
Meanwhile, one of the defectors, William Duma, the incumbent Minister of Commerce and Industry, is now back showing support for James Marape again. Before his latest switch, the MP had cited concerns about handling of the economy, yet the bulk of his party remained with the government throughout. Now, Mr. Duma claims his departure last week was a mistake made while in shock at the opposition's move.
August 20th, Friday, it caught all of us by surprise. Confusion come under the confusion. And what you've done is simply undo the wrong and set it the ship for our country.
Mr. Duma has form, having switched sides more than once during the lobbying that preceded the ousting of Peter O'Neill as Prime Minister last year. The Mount Hagen MP's inveterate flip-flopping means there's no guarantee he won't change sides again. Another sign that the political situation in Port Moresby remains fluid. Call Johnny Blades, 10A.